It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Let's turn the political spotlight ever so briefly away from the race for president and look at another battle. The battle over which party will control the United States Senate at the beginning of next year. Republicans only trail by a seat, and they're hoping to win back the majority that they lost a couple of years ago. First, though, they just have to hang on to the seats they have. One Republican incumbent considered vulnerable is Gordon Smith of Oregon. Democrats are going to choose his opponent in a primary tomorrow. Ethan Lindsay of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
In the past year, Gordon Smith has co-sponsored legislation with a number of Democrats that Republicans love to hate, people like John Kerry and Hillary Clinton. Even before that, in December of 2006, Smith stunned his party by breaking with the Bush administration and calling for an end to the Iraq War.
I, for one, am at the end of my rope when it comes to supporting a policy that has our soldiers patrolling the same streets in the same way, being blown up by the same bombs day after day. That is absurd. It may even be criminal.
Oregon's Democrats accused him of political posturing, noting that he made the speech a month after Republicans lost control of Congress. Smith's approval ratings, however, rose after the speech, according to several polls. That's not insignificant in a state with a very low opinion of President Bush. The Senate race here is still one of the most closely watched in the country, but since the speech, when Democrats began to hunt for a worthy opponent, all the high-profile names backed away. Instead, two lesser-known candidates were left to duke it out. On a recent morning commute in Portland, State House Speaker Jeff Merkley remembers what he thought when he first heard Smith's Iraq speech.
He told folks that in July he had changed his mind about the war. It's too bad he didn't take a point of personal courage. If he truly had made up his mind 6 months earlier, he didn't go to the public and say that.
Merkley seems like a senator. He's tall, handsome, and talks a lot about being the son of a mill worker, something that might remind you of former Senator John Edwards. National Democrats have even run ads for him. But many wondered why the party got involved so early when Merkley had a viable primary opponent.
They didn't see how a guy who didn't have a ton of money and hadn't held high elective office had a chance.
Attorney Steve Novick was the first Democrat to enter the race. He's a Harvard Law graduate and was the lead government attorney when it sued the polluters in the Love Canal case. But he also happens to be 4'9" tall and was born without a left hand. He says that actually plays well this year. Voters say they're looking for a change.
I do have an advantage. Gordon Smith is a tall, handsome senator who looks great in a suit. I'm 4'9" and have a left hand made of stainless steel.
Novick's first campaign slogan was "the fighter with the hard left hook." And he hasn't been afraid to use it, even in the primary. He says his opponent praised President Bush after the invasion of Iraq. In response, Merkley called Novick a disloyal Democrat for calling Barack Obama a special interest fraud. While Merkley and Novick fight over who's the better Democrat, Smith tries to avoid party labels altogether. In his first TV ad, Smith doesn't even mention that he's a Republican.
Partisan fighting, gridlock. That's Washington's answer to your problems, not mine. I get it. I'm Gordon Smith and I've shown a better way. Thinking independently. Working with Democrats and Republicans.
That almost sounds like an ad for Barack Obama. In fact, in the ad, Smith gives a nod towards working with a Democratic administration. He promises to get along with the next president, whether it's a man or a woman. For NPR News, I'm Ethan Lindsay in Portland.